people, and he's got very big hopes of taking his career in tennis very far. How do you think we can help him, and what is your message to the public, MC?
If you look at the story of Tembo Makhanya, you then get encouraged as to what actually has happened, because it was a beginning on a particular day. But before I come into the issue of Tembo, I want to say, being a member of provincial legislature in KwaZulu-Natal, residing at Umbumbulu area, we have always known, people who grew up around this area, that Adams area was an area of excellence for all of us who grew up around Umbumbulu. There was an area here, we used to do athletics, all other sports, soccer, netball. When you come to Adams fields, whether Adams primary or Adams college in the sports field, you knew that you came to really have a very stiff competition. And now, I have a dream and a wish really to have those elementary sporting activities further in the far-flung part of Umbumbulu continuing and really coming in to develop and strengthen these areas of excellence that's here at Adams area. Now, where we're standing is an area where this young man developed his career in tennis. Of course, we congratulate him. If he was coming in from Umbumbulu, the wider part of Umbumbulu, maybe he will not be where he is now. He is actually where he is because he's around Adams, an area that all of us around Umbumbulu have always looked up to as an area of excellence. He has really made good strides. For him to be at the level of really representing a school that was previously a white school in tennis and topping sportsmen in tennis in that high school and also in the whole province, is something that is commendable. We're excited, however, to learn that he's getting some support for a scholarship in tennis overseas. I'm actually now a bit worried when I learn that the support that he's likely to get is half of what could really cover him while he's there. So part of this is really to thank the South Africans whom I know are going to come forward and support his vision and his dream, and our legacy of Umbumbulu Adams in development of sports. Because I can tell you, Tembo, where he is now, he's at a level of really being a coach for those kindergarten and little ones. Him going up there to advance his career in tennis, of course, and also achieving academically, is going to be a legacy for this area that is unparalleled. So I really have a dream and a wish that we could take his vision, his actually wishes, to a greater height. And some of us who come from Umbumbulu will already be encouraged by any success that comes around him. Because in 10 years' time, we'll be counting not just one, but maybe 10 more Tembos coming in from this area of focus. Mm-hmm.